1450 AM, 103.9 FM in the Concord area, 101.9 FM, our brand new signal in the Manchester area. It is Kale and Company. We are proudly presented by Granite State Dairy Promotion and your local New Hampshire dairy farmers, and by Weed Family Automotive, 124 Store Street in Concord. You can give them a call right now. Make an appointment, 603-225-7988. WeedFamilyAutomotive.com. It is, of course, the holiday season, and what is the biggest fear of virtually every American adult during the holiday season? Not that the right gift gets off the cargo ship.
No, not that.
You bought the right gifts for your loved ones. Not the high price of gas to get you where you want to go with this holiday season.
Not that at all.
It's how to be able to enjoy the season without packing on the pounds. So fear not, fear not. Our guest today is going to be of immense help to all. You could hear him a little bit in the background there. It's Dr. Barry Taylor. Dr. Barry, how are you today?
I am so well. I'm with you. I always enjoy speaking with you. Thanks for having me on.
It is my pleasure entirely, and Dr. Taylor, if you're new to these programs, is the author of Love Your Body, Your Path to Transformation, Health, and Healing. The revised edition has been out for quite some time now, but it would make a great holiday gift, for sure. Before we get started, where can people find the book, Dr. Barry?
It's on my website, which is drbarrytaylor.com. It's on Amazon. I'm doing a holiday special. If you order two books, I can sign them or not. I will give you a third one for free. And all the profits of selling my book, all the profits, go to Pachamama.com and a few other nonprofits. I don't earn a dime from the sale of my book. And there are a couple of holiday specials. So if people want to email me, you can get it either on Amazon or my website.
DrBarryTaylor.com. That's the way to go. Or Amazon, as he just mentioned. So, Dr. Barry, there's a lot of stress around this time of year. A lot of people have stress, you know, because they have to get that right gift, or, you know, they've got to make plans to get to where they're going and what have you. A lot of things contribute to that. Do we tend to eat more, generally speaking, when we are stressed?
I did as a kid, and I think some people not, and I think many people, food can be a drug of choice, and you don't overdo buying things. You're not a shopaholic, and you don't overdo alcohol, and you don't overuse nicotine, and you're not an exercise fanatic. I mean, there are a lot of ways that we human beings overdo, but my background as a very overweight kid is, I learned to use food as a coping strategy. And, I think I sourced a lot of Italian people's summer homes by the amount of pizza I ate. And I think I used to stack my chocolate chip cookies and my Twinkies and my Hostess cupcakes and used to eat them by the boxes. My parents, loving as they were, did not know restraint or limitation. So the answer is, I mean, the fear of the holiday is that people won't be invited to be a float or a blimp at next year's Thanksgiving holiday because of how much they overate. Is it the season of giving, Ken, or is it the season of eating that we are about to embark on?
I think obviously it's a lot of both.
It truly is.
Yeah.
And you know, my thing is how to learn self-care, how to learn to give to yourself. This doesn't mean you only eat sprouts and tofu. This doesn't mean you have to live on celery sticks and carrots. You know, you and I have had a lot of conversations. And the idea of using this, bringing the light into a season where the days are darker, and we're celebrating certain prophets, and we're celebrating a lot about life, especially in a COVID environment. The idea of being generous and giving a bit more to a friend or a needy organization or to loved ones or to people you don't know. The whole idea of giving sounds pretty wonderful to me. And the difficulty is how many people forget to give themselves. And, you know, as a context, you know, you asked that, you know, we speak about food and nourishing since there is so much indulgence and maybe not as many office parties because, you know, people maybe not celebrating as much as they did in past years. But, you know, they're still eating in your home. It's not only our culture, the Middle Eastern people, it's eating is so relational, connecting, but that's different than eating to go numb. You know, that's eating different to go unconscious, whether you're drinking too much or you're not. You know, a lot of us just get lost in food.
Well, that's the way we've become to, you know, in this country and throughout the world, really. That's how we celebrate major events, usually, is with food.
Yeah, birthdays, anniversaries, and funerals and wakes and coming into life and going out of life. And food is more than I'm hungry. You know, there's nourishing yourself and there's nurturing yourself. So in a time where there's Christmas trees and things on Christmas trees and beautiful bows on packages, you know, the color of lighting up the world with your smile and with presents. You know, I thought of coming up with a number of breakfast, lunches, and dinners, a number of snacks. Oh, boy, I hope listeners are going to be okay. I hope you and I are going to be okay.
I know. I know we're both going to be very hungry following this program today.
Yeah, you know, I don't know how long we've got, but, you know, geez, boy, oh, boy. All right, so ask me whatever you want. I've got some tips of specific things. I've been more in the kitchen the last couple of years than I have been over many years. I wouldn't call myself a chef. My son is a chef, and other people I know. But I really do enjoy being creative with food, and the idea that somebody could continue to celebrate and enjoy food so that it does, oh, I have to eat health food? Is that going to be like cardboard? You know, do I have to give up the things I really love? Well, there's something about sweetness, but how could we enjoy food over the next weeks, maybe into the next year, and eat less sugar overall, eat less fat overall, but still have foods that are really tasty and maybe sweet, but maybe not sweet with white sugar?
Right, so, exactly. So you said you had prepared some meals for us here today. So, all right, we'll start with the basics. What's the best way to start the day?
Okay, so we're going to start with breakfast. That sounds like a reasonable idea.
Yeah.
I didn't know this until when you and I met 3, 4, 5 years ago, plus or minus. And somebody that mutually introduced us told me about something called overnight oats. And in my few years of living, I'd never heard of overnight. Have you ever heard of overnight oats? But since that person introduced me, I now have been making overnight oats. So instead of putting oats, like making oatmeal, in boiling water, you take, say, a mason jar, a wide mouth mason jar. Maybe it could be a pint, maybe it could be a quart. And you fill the, let's say it's a pint mason jar, wide mouth, half with oatmeal. I like steel cut oats rather than the flaky oats because it's a little bit more chewy, but you could do it with regular oats. Mm-hmm. I get organic steel cut oats. I fill the jar halfway. And then I put really good water. You know, I talked to you about really water that's optimal water. I fill the rest of the jar up with water, cover it. Oh, my goodness. Soak it. Guess what? Overnight, the oats expand and soak up that water. So instead of cooking the oats, we now have more enzymes. That, you know, it's a little chewy, but it's not, you know, like al dente, it's not like hard to chew. You just haven't cooked it with fire. Then I, overnight, I'll go to Whole Foods or I'll go to Trader Joe's. I'll get some organic figs. I'll get some organic raisins in a separate jar. It could even be a mug. I'll put a couple of mission figs, black mission figs, or Kalmerna figs, a few raisins. I'll pour water to cover them. Next morning, guess what? They plump up.
Mm.
I put the soaked dried fruit into the overnight oats. Excuse me. That pint of overnight oats is good for two servings. You're not going to eat a whole pint of oats. The whole thing's filled up. So you put that in a cup or a bowl. Put some of your soaked, it's now plumped up, dried fruit. It's not so dry. It's reabsorbed with the water. The water is kind of looks like a juice. Pour a little of that water over the oatmeal. I have then some ground up sesame seeds, peanut butter. Peanuts are from peanut butter. Almond butter is from almonds. Tahini is ground up sesame seeds, very high in protein, very high in calcium. And I'll pour that over the oatmeal and figs. And if I want it a little sweeter, here you go. There's a great company in Vermont, Runamuck, R-U-N-A-M-O-K. They make a whole line of organic infused maple syrups.
Mm.
And I'll put a little cinnamon vanilla infused maple syrup. That's a breakfast. Oh, my goodness.
Boy, wow. It sounds it. Boy, you're making me hungry already. So
I got a list. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
But that's easy. That's easy.
Overnight oatmeal.
With some soaked dried fruit. You know, you could put some apple in it if you don't want to put the figs and raisins in it.
Right.
You don't have to put the tahini in it. The other is there's another company in Vermont called Back Road. They make some of the best organic granola you can find. You can either order it directly from them. I do serve my clients, patients with it. You can get it on Amazon. Back Roads. They make a number of delicious flavored organic granolas. So how easy is it? I use their maple. I love their gluten-free maple granola. It's all organic. And you put it in a bowl. How about put a couple of cut apples in it? Maybe put some almond milk or some oat milk in it, you know, try to steer away from less fat from the big cow that might make, oh, you look like you've gained some weight. Yeah, I'm drinking mother's milk for a cow. That's why I'm eating too much dairy. So how about a little almond milk or a little oat milk on your Back Roads organic granola? You could maybe put a few raspberries in if you don't like apples. And that's another easy, easy breakfast.
Mm.
Healthy.
Wow. So, you talk about organic, and some people say, that doesn't mean anything. It's just they just put higher prices on it. Why is organic important, Dr. Taylor?
Don't panic. Go organic.
But some people don't believe it. I don't believe in it. And some people just say, well, it's just the same stuff. They just put an organic label on it and charge more for it.
I understand. And you know what, Ken? Some people don't believe in gravity, and they jump off roofs, and they wonder why they break their leg. It's like, I don't believe in it. I say, well, how's your leg feeling? So I remember when I started that show. I remember when I started this. It was another century, Ken. It was 1970, not 1870, 1970. And I was working with a man who was an MD, ND. He was a medical doctor in 1930. Naturopath, 1932. So it's a long time ago, right? Are we talking 50 years ago? He was talking to me about how the nutritional value of foods, he used wheat germ often as an example, that he would say 10 years ago, 1960-ish, a pound of wheat germ would have about 20 grams of protein. Now, that's not like a pound, like a weight. We're talking about the nutritional value of how much protein is in a pound of wheat germ. He said now, he's talking to me in 1970, I was in college, the best pound of wheat germ that you can buy has 9 grams of protein. He said over the last several decades, preservatives, additives, sprays, long before we're talking about Monsanto sprays and chemicals, over the 30s, 40s, 50s, have denatured so that if you grow food in mass quantity, tomatoes are going to have less vitamin C. Now, to your point, you want to get things. I'm looking at the label of the organic best roads that I pulled out to speak to you. I'm looking at the things from the Runnemuck Maple Syrup Company in Vermont, two Vermont companies. You want to see that it's certified organic, because that person who you were quoting who doubts that it's just overpriced food, they might have a point. There might be some people, less so now than 15, 20, 30 years ago, where people were trying to ride on the wave of or the word organic. Now, if you put organic on your label and you're selling it on the shelf in a store rather than some back room, you know, there are pretty stringent labeling laws, but not so in the last, 20 years ago. So you want to make sure that there is some organic certified something. But to your point, are you eating just for taste? And we're talking about that in this show for holidays so that we get to celebrate and really enjoy our taste buds and not eat just to live. But it's okay to live to eat. It's okay to really celebrate and enjoy all sorts of savory and spicy and delicious tasting foods. The idea is if you're just eating on the run, on the go, a lot of the food that we put in our mouths from a regular store, no mention of big, large chain stores that are inorganic, that are sprayed, colored, adulterated, preserved, processed food. The point is they're denatured. There's not a whole lot in white bread compared to a really good whole wheat bread. And then there are different varieties of whole wheat bread. Not every whole wheat bread is the same. But the idea is, you don't want to pay a little bit extra now because, organic food can cost a little bit more. Then it's something to read my book, read some other things, not like you have to only eat organic and you never go to a restaurant that serves regular food but what kinds of things do you keep in your refrigerator? And do you really understand that this is not just eating so that you're not hungry? This is eating so that you're 60 or 70 going on 40 or 50. As opposed to 40 or 50 going on 70, because you've been eating, you're not hungry all the time, you're not one of those people who are dealing with food insecurity. You're eating, but your food that you're eating is so deficient in nutrients that your grandparents, great-grandparents took for granted. So that's, and we could do, a whole workshop on that, but that's the basic answer. People did con others these days, if you don't buy completely organic, buy more foods that are organic. Buy more local. Buy more foods that you want to support those companies.
Absolutely. And we try to stress that here on this program all the time. But, stock me up on mason jars this holiday season, because I want to start start doing that
overnight
that overnight oatmeal. That sounds yummy. It really and truly does. And very
you're going to need a whole bunch.
Yeah, very
you're
easy.
You're going to need about more jars when we get to snacks and we get to lunch and dinner. Yeah, get everybody bulk up on jars.
Yep. Yes, get those mason jars. What a great holiday gift. Some mason jars, right? And some oatmeal.
Yeah.
There you go. You're on your way. Dr. Mm-hmm. Barry Taylor is with us. And he has written the book, Love Your Body, Your Path to Transformation, Health, and Healing. The revised edition has been out for a while. I suggest that you get it and, maybe make a nice gift for the holiday season. We have to take a quick break. Dr. Barry will stay with us here on 1450 AM WKXL, 103.9 on the FM dial in the Concord area, 101.9 in Manchester. Kale and Company, presented by Granite State Dairy Promotion and your local New Hampshire dairy farmers, and by Weed Family Automotive, 124 Store Street in Concord, weedfamilyautomotive.com. WKXL, New Hampshire Talk Radio, talking about what matters to you. Welcome back. It's 1450 AM, WKXL, 103.9 FM in the Concord area. In the Manchester area, you can find us on 101.9 on the FM dial. Kale and Company, presented by Granite State Dairy Promotion and your local New Hampshire dairy farmers. and Weed Family Automotive, 124 Store Street in Concord. We're in the holiday season. Dr. Barry Taylor is with us. We're talking about how to eat better and pack on fewer pounds or pack on no pounds at all, believe it or not, during the holiday season. Yeah. We've talked a little bit about what you can do for breakfast on a regular basis. You mentioned that overnight oatmeal, which you know, not only sounds good, but it tastes good. And it's easy to prepare. That's the important thing for many people like myself that aren't quite as adventurous in the kitchen as some are like you, Dr. Taylor. Anything else for breakfast before we move on?
Breakfast. I'm gonna stick with overnight oats.
Okay.
You know, and the run amok cinnamon vanilla and the tahini with or without the soaked dried figs. Or a really high-end, I just happen to like Backroads in Vermont. I think they're great. But then we're into snacks. You know, I'm a big snack guy. You know, I don't like diets. I like the idea of people grazing smaller meals.
Yeah.
That does, but don't, you know, be multitasking. So I'm big on not eating while you're driving and kind of settle yourself for a minute or two or three. You don't have to, you know, take 20 minutes. But mid-morning, mid-afternoon snacks for me, when I'm working with people, is one way to eat less for lunch and particularly less for dinner and less in the evening because you're eating in a way to keep your blood sugar steady. So here's a couple of really easy snacks. You'll like this. At Whole Foods or at Trader Joe's or your you know, co-op or something, there's a company called POM. They make pomegranates. I make pomegranates. They sell market packaged pomegranates. I'm holding in my hand a little container. It's about 2-3 inches high. It's got their logo, POM, and in the O is a heart.
Yep.
And pomegranates, think, right? Red, Christmas, colorful, winter. So pomegranates are extremely high in antioxidants. Think like what's in grapes and wine. A lot of vitamin C. A lot written, if people want to Google pomegranate and cancer, anti-cancer, to really pump the immune system up. So they've packaged this in a little container, and what a great snack. Now, these are cold. You know, think like a cold fruit.
Yeah.
So that's a real easy snack. Here's another one. Just breathe. Stay with me, Ken. Do you know what kefir is?
Kefir.
K-E-F-I-R. So you know what yogurt is, right?
Yes,
yogurt
I do.
Is like a concentrated form of milk or goat or sheep, or and they can even make a yogurt out of different things that are not from an animal. Well, they make goat milk kefir. Now, goat milk will not taste super strong if you keep the females and the males away from one another. Thank you very much. The females don't put their hormones in the milk. And then if you drank goat milk where the males and female goats were separated, if you and I were blindfolded, we probably wouldn't know the difference. So listeners shouldn't think of, oh, I don't like goat milk. No, you really wouldn't know the difference. So kefir is very concentrated, really good for the digestive system. Comes in different flavors, but it also comes in plain or vanilla. Well, as a snack, you could pour a half a glass, like an old-fashioned glass, and put some blueberries in the kefir. Or you could put some raspberries so it could look red or blue with blueberries. It's a really good snack as a mid-morning, mid-afternoon drink to keep your blood sugar up. Now, open commercial. You know I make a whole line of Love Your Body supplements.
Yes.
And a lot of people are drinking protein drinks. I make a number of protein drinks. All of them have no sugar. It's called Super Vegan Shake. They're made from pea, pumpkin, and rice protein. It's 23 grams per scoop. You mix it in water. It doesn't even need a blender. So some of my clients, and now maybe some listeners, the Super Vegan Shake comes in chocolate coconut. And you can put some bananas. Well, if you want to put some bananas, then you would have to blend it. But that's a great mid-morning, mid-afternoon snack. Or I make a super vegan shake that's strawberry banana that you just put in a shaker with a steel bowl in the bottom with some water. It's a great, delicious way. So there's peanut butter. I make cafe mocha. I make vanilla. These are different shakes that have very, very few calories because there's no sugar. I use a little bit of stevia and keeps blood sugar steady. These are different ways that people can graze so that they're not starving for lunch. Remember, they've had their overnight oats or their granola. But that's still going to last two and a half hours. If you have that 7, 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning, and you don't have lunch till 12, 12:31, you probably would be wise to have some kind of snack, 10, 10:30, 11, depending on how early breakfast is and how late lunch is, because we're talking about blood sugar stability.
Yeah.
So rather than getting a candy bar, rather than getting a granola bar, most of that stuff all has a lot of sugar. Your blood sugar spikes up, then it comes crashing down, and then you wonder why you're starving. You wonder why you're packing those pounds on, because you're eating what are called empty calories. So that's some pomegranates or super vegan shakes in different flavors, or maybe a kefir. If you don't like, kefir is something you actually drink. It's more like a liquefied yogurt. Mm. But you could do a little goat yogurt with a little fruit in it and a little flaxseed meal. Great snack.
Now,
great snack.
Let me ask you this. If I'm hosting a holiday party and want to put out some, you know, snacky stuff or hors d'oeuvres, if you will, before the main meal, what should I do? What kind of snacks would you suggest putting out that people could eat and still not really pack on the pounds?
Well, So first of all, there's something in a restaurateur would call plating. So anything you put out, make it look nice. Put it on a nice plate. Don't just put it in the plastic container that you get at whatever store you bought it at. So snacks, what might we do before the meal? And I got a couple of two entrees, I got to tell you, before we get to dessert.
Yes.
Okay, so here's some snacks. I'm big into goat cheese. You could put some goat cheese out on a plate and then cut up some grapes and put some grapes or strawberries around the goat cheese. Fig spread, a Greek fig spread. It's in the jelly section in stores. Fig spread and goat cheese is a fabulous before, what are we going to have before we eat? You could get some hummus. Cut up some carrots, these little baby carrots. Yep. You know, they're as big as a finger. Or you could cut up some organic celery and alternate the green, orange. And so you've got a nice, around the hummus, you got different green, orange, celery, carrot. So that's a presentation.
Yeah.
You could do some guacamole, take it out of the plastic container, put it in a bowl that looks very inviting. Get some really more healthy crackers, different than maybe a Ritz cracker. Get a nice cracker. You could get some almonds and cashews, probably not salted, Ken, and maybe mix some almonds and cashews. So that's more than enough. I mean, you want to eat your entree. Between the guacamole and the hummus and the goat cheese,
That's like a feast in itself right there.
Yeah. Yeah, all sorts of nice colors, too.
Yeah.
And mixed with vegetables, you know.
See, that's like so important. The presentation is important. There's no question about that. And what you just described is a wonderful tip for hors d'oeuvres or snacks as you prepare for the main meal.
I'm cheating, Ken. I have to tell you, I am, as we speak, I am drinking a strawberry banana super vegan love your body shake with a couple of other vegetable powders in it to kind of tamp down my hunger, because I didn't think drooling while I was talking to you would work.
Well, that's fine. You know, that's fine. Just wait a few more minutes to bring out the elderberry wine. That's all.
Oh, I was waiting. Thank you for being psychic. You're great. You're great.
We've talked about elderberry wine for many years on these shows that I've done with Dr. Barry Taylor, but we have a whole new audience now, so we have to introduce them to some of the things we discuss here on our chats.
Okay.
But Dr. Barry is with us. We've gotten to breakfast. We've gotten to the hors d'oeuvres and the snacks. So hang in there, Barry. And okay. We're going to get to dinner momentarily here. It's Kale and Company on 1450 AM WKXL, 103.9 FM in the Concord area, 101.9 FM in Manchester. We are presented by Granite State Dairy Promotion and your local New Hampshire dairy farmers. In addition to our good friends at Weed Family Automotive, 124 Store Street in Concord, weedfamilyautomotive.com. Welcome back. It is Kale and Company. Great to have you along with us today. And we're being joined by Dr. Barry Taylor. He is the author of Love Your Body, Your Path to Transformation, Health, and Healing. We come to you on 1450 AM WKXL, 103.9 on the FM dial in the Concord area, 101.9 FM in the Manchester area, presented by Granite State Dairy Promotion and your local New Hampshire dairy farmers and Weed Family Automotive, 124 Store Street in Concord. All right, we hope that you've been with us for the entirety of this show so far. We've talked about breakfast, we talked about overnight oats, we've talked about great snacks, goat cheese, guacamole, hummus, crackers, carrots, celery. But now, let's get to the main dishes, Dr.
Drum roll,
Taylor.
Drum roll.
Here we go. That's the best I can do.
You can do this.
Okay.
Salmon. In a Pyrex dish. You can either do it on a George Foreman grill inside.
Yeah.
You can put it in a glass Pyrex, you know, rectangular, square, cooking, so they can put it in the oven.
Right.
I prefer the fillets different than the salmon steak. Salmon steak sometimes has more bones. I prefer something that's not farm-raised, preferable. That's just my preference. But cooking salmon is so easy. You just bake it 350 degrees, 15, 20 minutes, 25 minutes. I prefer my salmon less done rather than well done. Sometimes I eat the skin. Most of the time I give the skin to my dog. Just a plug for people who love animals. My dog loves the salmon skin. But on the salmon, in the last 3-4 minutes of cooking, 12 minutes, 15 minutes, now I'm going to put some pesto on the salmon, option one. Real easy. I make my own pesto. I think I told you I started with some raised vegetable beds in my backyard, and I had 60 basil plants. Oh, my God.
60?
I was making 6-0.
I should have
opened an Italian restaurant. So I have pints and pints of frozen pesto, and I learned how to make different kinds of pesto. Okay, most people are not going to do that. Go to Whole Foods, go to wherever you go, and I make my pesto with pecorino, not with Parmesan. Again, pecorino is more sheep. Parmesan is more from a cow. And it's basil and pine nuts. I make some pesto with sunflower seeds. I make pesto instead of pine nuts, which are from China, and they're expensive. They're delicious. But I'll make pesto with walnuts or cashews. Experiment. But the idea is you can put a small amount or a large amount of garlic in the pesto, or just buy a good pesto from the store. And then you put it on in a small, thin layer on the salmon, and let that cook for the last 3 minutes. Delicious. Couldn't be easier. Another, instead of pesto, is I'll take honey mustard.
Ah, okay.
How difficult is it to open a honey mustard? And take a knife and then put some honey mustard on top of the salmon. If you like spicy, then there's horseradish mustard. And I'll put that over the salmon. So I don't know if the reason I look healthy like I've been in the sun is because I've actually been in the sun, but not these days, or is I'm having so much beta-carotene from orange-colored salmon fish that I just tend to not look too pale. I tend to look pretty healthy. So I'm recommending listeners eat fish like salmon. It doesn't have anywhere near the mercury that swordfish or tuna fish has. And it's really healthy, and you can find different kinds of toppings to put on the pesto. You could even, the other night I put a very spicy Sichuan pepper oil that I made. I made the pepper oil with avocado, and I sauteed a lot of chili peppers and cut up a lot of garlic, a little sizzling in some oil. Then I poured it in, there's your mason jar, I poured it in avocado oil and let that sit. And overnight, now I've got this orange-colored, very spicy. And sometimes I'll just put a tablespoon or two of that over my salmon. That's only for listeners who really like spicy. I'm a spicy guy. I love spicy.
You're a spicy guy. Yes, you are.
Okay. Now, here's another meal that I used to cook for my son. My son's now, my youngest son is 32. When he was young, and I had him by myself, and I put food in front of him, and he'd look down, he'd look up, he'd look down, he'd look up, he'd look down, he'd look up, he said, "Dad, am I supposed to eat this?" I said, "What?" He said, "Did you follow a recipe?" I go, "No." He said, "Well, what were you thinking?" I said, "I was just being creative." So, okay, Jacob, I love you a lot. So here's something I did the other night, and I've never done anything like this at all. I got a pound of grass-fed lamb, you know, like ground-up beef to make a hamburger, but this is lamb.
Lamb, grass-fed lamb, yep.
I got two shallots. You know what a shallot? A shallot is a combination between a garlic and an onion.
Right.
So I got two shallots.
Yep.
I got a pint of organic oyster mushroom. I sauteed in a little bit of organic olive oil the oyster mushrooms, the whole pint of oyster mushrooms. I cut up the shallot into, you know, little pieces. I sauteed that a bunch. Then I unpacked the lamb, crumpled it. I'm not making a patty like a hamburger lamb patty. I crumpled it, and I sauteed it with the oyster mushrooms and the shallots. Then I took four big handfuls of, you know how they've got these plastic containers, organic salad material?
Sure.
You can either just get spinach or you can get mixed greens.
Yeah.
So I got some mixed organic greens, and I put four big handfuls on top of the lamb. That all cooks in itself, and then I put some cumin on it.
Okay.
And I put that on a plate, and if you wanted, and I put some heat. I put some of that chili garlic oil because I like heat, but listeners don't have to put heat. You could put some other sauce on it. You could put a coriander sauce. You probably don't want to put a red Italian sauce on it, but I might try that another time. But the other night, a couple of nights ago, I made this lamb stew. And if you want something to cool the heaviness of the beef, because when I had it, I felt, this is hearty. You know, this is like eating like a... But it was so delicious, and the vegetables all kind of wilted down into the lamb. I looked at it. I, you know, my friend who was over said, "What were you thinking? Where did you read this?" And I said, "I don't know what I was thinking."
You just made it up as you went along, that's all.
You can put a little yogurt on the side, sometimes goes. And those are my two lunch dishes, because I have to leave room for dessert, Ken.
Yes, you do.
You know, I mean, when I was
a
kid and I was overweight, you see, I didn't eat lunch and dinner. I would beg my mother and father, and they knew a lot about nutrition. So when I said, "Can I just skip lunch and dinner and just go for right to dessert?" My loving parents would go, "Of course."
Well, you know what? I don't know if I'd be before we get to the dessert. You know, I don't know if I would be courageous enough to try the lamb stew. But you know, for a lot of people,
the salmon
sounds wonderful and very easy too. I'm looking for ease. Yeah, easy peasy, as they say.
Yeah, wash the salmon off for 2-3 seconds when you get it out of the wrapping paper.
Yeah.
Put it in either Pyrex or something. You're going to put in the oven, and get the oven to 350. That's easy, Ken.
20 minutes, huh?
That's right.
At 350.
You can always put a fork in it, you know, and look inside. You know, I like it to be on the pink side, but you know the difference between pink and raw. You know, you don't want it raw. It's not sashimi. And if you don't like, you know, a medium rare piece of salmon, then leave it in longer.
Yep. Dr. Barry Taylor is with us. We have to take another quick break, and then we'll be back for dessert right here at 1450 AM WKXL. 103.9 on the FM dial in the Concord area, 101.9 in the Manchester area. And we are presented by Granite State Dairy Promotion and your local New Hampshire dairy farmers and Weed Family Automotive, 124 Store Street in Concord. WKXL, New Hampshire Talk Radio, talking about what matters to you. Welcome back. 1450 AM WKXL, 103.9 on the FM dial, 101.9 FM in the Manchester area, our newest signal. And it's WKXL, New Hampshire Talk Radio, talking about what matters to you, what matters to many people, is dessert. As Dr. Barry said, he used to like to eat that first, and a lot of people would like to jump right to the dessert. So what dessert do you suggest? We have about 3 minutes to go here in this program.
Okay, I have to talk quickly because I got four desserts.
Oh, boy.
Start with the easiest,
yeah, that's for me.
Ice cream.
Okay.
Get yourself some, not coconut milk, not cow milk ice cream. They make almond milk ice cream, but it's cold, it's creamy. Get some run amok maple syrup from Vermont. And I like spicy. They have a chili Merquin-infused spicy maple syrup, or you can go with the cinnamon vanilla-infused maple syrup. Or if you like ginger, you can put a little maple syrup over the ice cream. How easy is that? Really? It's easy. Second, I get organic Honeycrisp apples. Core them. Cut the apples into more than quarters, eighth. So you just cut slices of apple. Layer them in that Pyrex dish that you cleaned after you made the salmon. Sprinkle a whole bunch. How much? I do 3-4 tablespoons of Vietnamese cinnamon or some really fabulous. There are different kinds of cinnamon. Sprinkle that over the apple. Put a few maybe raisins in if you wish. 425, bake it in the oven for maybe 30, 40 minutes. Baked apples.
Baked apples. Yummy. I've had them.
How easy is that? If you like spicy, put a few cloves in. There's a company called Julie's Real. Julie, like the name, J-U-L-I-E,
yeah.
Apostrophe S, Real. They make a paleo dark chocolate brownie mix. They should have called it brownie mix for dummies. And it's in a bag. I never made brownies. I'm not a baker. And they use it with a little coconut oil and an egg and almond butter. And then you pour what's in this bag and you pour it back in that same Pyrex dish that you cleaned after the salmon, after the apples. And you put it in the oven for, what does it say here, 350 degrees for 30 minutes. And fabulous brownies that don't have sugar. And they're really delicious. They have a caramel vanilla one and a blondie one. Those are the easy ones. Now, the last dessert.
All right, we have about a minute to go.
The last dessert I have made 4 or 5 times. Get yourself some silken tofu. You know, tofu has different consistencies. This is the super jiggly, super soft silken tofu. Get yourself a graham cracker pie crust. Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, the place that you shop. So now you got a pie crust already made. Put the silken tofu in the blender. Put 2 cups of chocolate chip chunks in the blender. Put the blender on, plug it in, put it on. Mix the chocolate chips into, as it will blend, now you've got chocolate pudding-like tofu. Put a couple of tablespoons of vanilla in. Pour that into the pie crust. Put that in the fridge for 2 hours to set.
And
you will have believers that you don't have to have sugar to have fabulous dessert.
Dr. Barry, I'm going to have to end it there on a delightful note. Thank you so much.
Tofu pie.
And we will talk soon.
Thanks, Ken. God bless. Have a good holiday.
You too. Dr. Barry Taylor right here, Kale & Company, 1450 AM WKXL, 103.9 FM, 101.9 FM in Manchester. Thanks for listening.